Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, July 12th. You'll be interested to know, 45 years ago, today, in 1979, Disco Demolition Night was a Major League Baseball promotion at Comiskey Park in Chicago that ended in a riot. At the climax of the event, a crate filled with disco records was blown up on the field between games of the doubleheader between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Many attendees rushed onto the field after the explosion. The playing field was so damaged that the White Sox had to forfeit the second game to the Tigers. This night remains one of the most infamous promotions in baseball history. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect knee to thigh-high southwest swell through Sunday, with occasional stomach-high sets in the afternoon. Conditions are glassy in the mornings, with onshore wind less than 5 miles per hour becoming semi-choppy as wind increased to 10 to 15 miles per hour. Monday sees a build to shoulder-high sets with similar wind conditions. Friday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking fair to choppy throughout the day at 2 feet. The chop rolls in around 10 a.m., so expect rougher conditions for the rest of the day. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with the 1.5 foot outgoing tide, when the west swell is 1 foot at 16 seconds and the onshore wind is 3 mile per hour. The first low tide Friday will be 1 foot at 8 a.m. with a 4 foot high tide just after 3. This morning it's mostly cloudy and feels like 68 degrees with 2 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:58 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:50. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog before 11 a.m. Otherwise, cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny, with a high near 78, and light southwest wind becoming west at 5 to 10 mile per hour. Tonight, it'll be cloudy with a low around 66. Looking ahead in the weather, expect patchy fog each morning and night through Wednesday, with mostly sunny afternoons. Daytime highs will range from 75 to 77 degrees, while nighttime lows will be around 65. Light west wind will increase to 5 to 10 miles per hour during the day and become calm in the evenings. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the California Independent System Operator has advised Californians to prepare for power conservation amid forecasts of extreme heat this week. While the grid remains stable, prolonged heat can strain generators and lead to outages. Higher electricity demand is expected on Wednesday and Thursday, with Thursday being the hottest day of the week. The ISO cautions that worsening conditions may trigger emergency notifications to mobilize additional resources. A flex alert may also be issued, urging consumers to reduce electricity consumption between 4 p.m. and 9 p.m. on certain days. Stay informed to help prevent potential energy shortages. Now on to sports. Former New England Patriots coach Bill Belichick is diving into the NFL media landscape for the 2024 season. The 8-time Super Bowl winning coach will join the long-running series, Inside the NFL. Belichick will join former NFL players Ryan Clark, Chad Johnson, and Chris Long for the show's weekly panel. Belichick expressed his excitement, stating, "I'm thrilled to join my new team at NFL Films and work on such a historic television franchise." The show, now in its 48th season, airs its first episode on Friday, August 30th. In local sports, tonight, the Padres are at home to take on the Braves in Game 1 of a 3-game series. In top news, Vlad Artemanov, a former Wall Street professional with Ivy League credentials, allegedly orchestrated a Ponzi scheme targeting Harvard Business School alumni. He pitched a strategy claiming to obtain insider stock tips legally, promising returns up to 1,000%. Many invested, including one friend who put in $120,000. Doubts emerged when updates ceased, leading to an investigation. By February, New York's attorney general revealed the scheme, freezing Artemanov's accounts. 31 victims reportedly lost over $3 million. Despite the civil case, Artemanov has not been criminally charged and remains elusive. In business news, Tesla recently announced a delay in the unveiling of its highly anticipated robo-taxi vehicle, pushing the date from August 8th to October. This news caused Tesla shares to drop by 8.4% to $241, marking the company's first decline after 11 straight gains. The delay stems from the need for additional prototypes and reworking certain elements of the car. Elon Musk's stake in Tesla fell by nearly $16 billion, a significant hit to his wealth. Despite the setback, analysts remain optimistic about Tesla's long-term prospects in autonomous technology. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $56,900. Ethereum is just under $3,100. And Solana is $136. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Elon Musk, CEO of Neuralink, announced that the company would soon test its brain implant on a second patient within the next week or so. The first patient experienced stable results after initial complications with the wires attaching his brain to the implant. Neuralink revealed new measures, including skull sculpting, to mitigate risks. The implant aims to help paralyzed patients use digital devices by thinking alone. A video showed the first patient, Nolan Darbaugh, using the implant to play chess and control a mouse. Musk also mentioned a new product, BlindSight, to help the blind see. And in entertainment news, in a new legal battle, the Beastie Boys have filed a lawsuit against Brinker International, the parent company of Chili's, for allegedly using their 1994 hit Sabotage in advertisements without permission. The band is seeking at least $150,000 in damages. The suit filed in New York federal court claims Brinker used the song and elements, resembling the iconic music video and social media ads, starting around November 2022. The Beastie Boys have a history of protecting their music, previously winning a $1.7 million verdict against Monster Energy Drink in 2014. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from one of the greatest football coaches of all time, Bill Belichick. And he said, "It's not all about talent. It's about dependability, consistency, and being able to improve. If you work hard and you're coachable and you understand what you need to do, you can improve." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.